Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good Friday morning. You like gambling? You're in luck. Hit us up right now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Joe Fortenbaugh from Daily Wager, our daily gambling show, will join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line in just 10 minutes. You want to talk college football with the SEC back, NFL Week 3, one of the great Monday night matchups in recent memory, Major League Baseball, final weekend of the regular season. Who's the odds-on favorite to win the World Series? How about the Astros maybe winning the World Series after a crazy offseason? Who's the best play bang for your buck?
Boo the Astros.
Start our listeners off on a positive note this morning, Zubin.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. So, well, if you want to win some money, which seems like a positive note, hit us up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And in just 9 minutes, we will take your calls. By the way, we do this every single week. So stand by every single week. Football, baseball, NBA, NASCAR, golf, tennis. It's all going on at once. It's the first time in American sports history all of that is happening at once. Jay Will is going to channel my old SportsCenter days with a little breaking news.
Yeah, a little breaking news today. Found out with my wife yesterday that we are expecting our second child.
Hey!
And our second child is, we found out, it's going to be a boy. It's going to be a boy. I'm going to have my first son. So just want to tell you guys that since we're all family. And that's it.
Jason.
I'm stoked.
Keyshawn.
I'm not going to know. Stop. My son's name is not going to be Jason Keyshawn. Only Keyshawn JK. Johnson would try to insert JK. His name into my son's name, which we do not know yet.
You knew I was going to do that.
You are the worst.
You knew I was going to do that.
Sorry.
He's born after I played. You know, that's just saying.
You know, KJZ. We might be able to work that out.
Man. Congratulations.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Congratulations.
That's why YouTube was invented. My dad was pretty good, man. Dad was really good. I'm sure, Key, you've had that with your kids, right?
My kids
they
still,
log on to YouTube,
they,
like, dad,
my
wow.
young Vance, he still pulls the stuff up. But they don't give me credit, though. They don't give me credit.
That's it's not fine. About you anymore. It's
nah,
about them. That's
yeah,
why.
They don't give me credit, though. They always pick somebody. Odell. Oh, man, Odell. I'm like, but what about Odell?
He nasty, though. Yeah. Like, I was nasty.
So let's say in 20 years, just fast forward, we're 59 years old. We're celebrating our 21st anniversary together here on the show. Still on ESPN News, probably. I'm kidding. And your son says, you know what, Dad? I'm going to go to North Carolina.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with North Carolina. I really do like North Carolina University. I love the University of North Carolina.
What about your son, Vance, saying I'm going to UCLA? He's
now
eight, right?
The interesting thing is he's already going to USC.
Oh, it's signed, sealed, and delivered?
It's a done deal.
Lori Loughlin signed, sealed, and delivered?
I don't have to do that.
You do have a full house, though. You got a lot of kids.
Because of the upbringing. So Keyshawn, who's my oldest, wind up going to Nebraska.
Right.
And then transferring out. Because he didn't grow up. Like USC, I was playing, so he didn't go to the games, none of that sort of stuff. He grew up as his mom went to USC, I went to USC, but it wasn't embedded in his head. Where Vance in London, that's all they know. Because on the weekends, we would go to all the USC games, we go to USC football. So that's all they know. They
this
like
is your 8-year-old son.
Yeah,
right?
8-year-old son and my 10-year-old daughter. They are Trojans for life. And in our community where we live at in California, is all USC people. So no matter what, Cardinal and Gold, the two fingers up, period.
That's my thing. Don't get it twisted. My kids will be dressed in all Duke blue all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the amazing parts about doing ESPNU for 6 or 7 years, you know, working your way up, is that I've met all these incredible coaches. Like I've spent time with Roy Williams. I love Roy Williams as a person. I really do. So you meet the coaches, you meet the program, you meet the players, you see the affiliation that the players have with their program. And at the end of the day, I mean, my kids are going to have to make their own decision. I can try to push them away, but I want them to be happy.
It is a sickness in Southern California for USC graduates and fam. It's a sickness. It's a craziest thing you've ever seen. And I'm sure it's like that probably at Duke and Rutgers to a degree. But USC is one of those schools, much like a Notre Dame, where my grandmother went there, my grandfather went there, my mother, my dad, you know, and that's the way it is at USC. So my two kids, they most likely are going to be Trojans.
So congratulations again, Jay.
Yeah,
thanks,
Jay.
Bro. Appreciate it, man.
Papa Jay.
Papa J, number two on the way.
You know what that's going to... Wait, how... So, what's the younger one?
My daughter's name is Amelia.
No, the age.
She's about to turn two, October 10th.
So, two and about... She'll be about two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half, and yeah.
About nine. You know what that's going to be like? Carrying two in the car, trying to get in and out. See, oh, man, that's a hard deal.
My little one, Amelia, I mean, she's the alpha. I can already tell. Because, like, when I see her and my wife go at each other, like, it's like a mirror. Because my wife has a very strong personality, right?
Okay.
And when they go at each other, it's incredible to watch because I just take a seat on the sideline. I'm like,
You ain't gonna be taking
you
a seat.
You guys are talking to each other. Right
you
now.
Won't be taking a seat with two kids. Right. He's going to have to get the car seat plus her bag in the stroller, then push the button for the elevator while your wife is mad at you because you forgot that she need help with the other stuff. Mm. Watch. You're going to see.
I know.
Just telling you.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it coming already.
I know he's excited. It sounds like he might be dreading a little bit of it.
Oh, no. I'm extremely excited about my second kid, but Key's bringing me to the point where I always feel like I'm missing something.
But wait, though. Check this out, though, Jay. I'm going to give you this.
See, you're not there yet, Zubin. When it happens to you as a husband, like I always feel like there's something that I'm forgetting that I should have done that I'm going to forget.
Watch this one, though. I'm going to give you one before we move on. I got to watch the basketball game and the football game, sweetie, because I got to cook for the kid. All that's going to be, you're going to have 10 things going on at once. And you're going to have to figure out what's the most important.
Well, I can't because then when I'm on the text thread and I'm already trying to balance cooking meals and I see you texting nonstop with Pat and with Evan. Zubin has taken his name off the KJZ text thread because I looked at my phone one day. It was last Sunday. I had 43 missed texts and it was all from our text chain. And I was like, hey,
39
man.
Of them from me.
And I missed them all by design. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
I do just want to say my wife is the best, and I want to say thank you to her for allowing me to have two amazing kids. She holds it down while maintaining a full-time job and just destroys it for our family. So thank you, Nikki Bonacorsi Williams. I love you. Thank you.
For all the women, the moms out there,
yes.
Doing incredible, incredible work. All right, so hit us up. We want to talk a little gambling. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key's rolling dice figuratively here in the studio.
You said gambling.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Take Key to the corner and fade him real quick. Sorry, I don't want to.
Say ESPN. Any question you want, college football, NFL, baseball, regular season, let us know. ESPN Daily Wager and ESPN Radio's Game Day Saturday. Joe Fortenbaugh joins us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof's in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Joe, we're going to rip through some calls here in just a minute, but just can you quickly tell us your strategy to bet college football now that the SEC is back, considering some college programs are holding back who might play Saturday, unlike NFL injury reports where everything is listed.
How in the heck are we going to go from Keyshawn's kids' college decisions and Jay Will's second kid to me and my gambling on the SEC? What kind of transition is that?
It's perfect. It's actually it's called dream for me. Well, let's get right into it.
All right. Here's my thought process. With college football this year more than any other sport, this goes for the SEC, this goes for the upcoming Big Ten and Pac-12 seasons, caution and viewing it more entertainment than ever before in the past. There are so many different bits of news regarding COVID. There is so much that is changing on such a rapid scale that when it comes to college, I believe it's more unpredictable this year than ever before. So what I've been doing is just approaching it very slow, very methodically. For example, if there's a game you're looking for, I'm taking the 14 points with Troy this weekend. Looked very good last week against Middle Tennessee State. They have a very balanced attack between the pass and the run game. BYU will have been off for 19 days because they had a COVID outbreak on campus, and they really struggled the last few years covering point spreads when as a favorite at home. So if you're looking for a college game, I'd say Troy plus 14 is one way I'm leaning.
All right, hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's roll. Let's start with Jay in Brooklyn. And speaking to your first answer, Jay, you want to talk a little college football.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? I got a 5-game parlay for tomorrow. I got the two Chalos brothers winning. I have the Adande versus Costa, either submission or KO. My question is, with my two other games, Florida, -13.5 against Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, we don't know what's going on with him, and Alabama, I know they named a starter. How true are those two programs going forward at my betting for tomorrow?
Incredible. Incredible. We're starting with a five-team parlay. That's exactly how this show should do it every single week. I'll start with Florida laying the 13.5 at Ole Miss. Florida is a very good football team this year. Dan Mullen's 21-5 in two seasons at the helm in Gainesville. He's got Kyle Trask coming back at quarterback, who had the third best quarterback rating in the SEC last season behind only Tua and Joe Burrow. So he's keeping very good company there. But if you want to be on the right side of this, the sharp side of this, it seems like the professionals will be playing Ole Miss in this spot, plus the points. Sitting at 13.5, they're probably hoping the 14 gets out there. That's when you would really see some movement. But it's not as if Lane Kiffin is stepping into a situation in Oxford where the cupboards are bare, so to speak. This team's loaded. John Rhys Plumlee at quarterback. There are a lot of good players here. And Kiffin gets his teams and programs up and running quickly. We saw it at Florida Atlantic when he was there. So I would say if you're looking to play a side there, Ole Miss is probably the position you want to take. As for Alabama, I would not play against them in week one. There's a lot at stake. You're laying a ton of points. It's like 27.5. I'm not going to be on the other side of any Nick Saban team almost ever. That's just where I stand with that.
Phil in Connecticut, you want to talk a little NFL?
Yeah. I'm just curious about the Giants this weekend, if it's a good bet to bet them to win because San Francisco has all the injuries and they don't like the turf.
All right. Very good question here. This to me feels like a game where you will see the two sides, the guys who do it for a living and the guys who do it recreationally, taking a position. I think we're going to have a few of those this weekend. Houston, Pittsburgh will be one as well. The public's going to come in and take the Steelers. They're 2-0. I think Houston at 0-2 is probably the side there. This game is very similar. I think the public's going to come in. They're going to want to back the Niners despite the injuries. George Kittle looks like he could play. They're the defending NFC champs. And every time we see the Giants, they're struggling. They're finding ways to lose football games. I think this is the week New York is going to be a play for you. They covered last week late against the Chicago Bears. This is a situation where without Saquon Barkley, the Niners defense is very, very nasty if the pass rush gets after you. They can bring 4 and drop 7 in the coverage, and then it's tough to beat them. But DeForest Buckner isn't with them anymore. They traded him to Indianapolis, and now Nick Bosa is down for the season. So if they can't rush Daniel Jones, he's going to be able to exploit a secondary that no longer has Richard Sherman due to injury. And the Niners are missing big play, explosive threats on offense. I'm taking the points with the Giants. I wouldn't be surprised if they won this game outright.
888-SAY-ESPN. Hit us up to talk to Daily Wager's Joe Fortenbaugh. Key, you got one here.
Yeah, Joe, I think if I was a gambling man, it's called the over-under on the total score?
Yes, sir. You can refer to it as the total as well.
Okay, so the total over in the Monday night game, Ravens-Chiefs, what's that number?
Look at you. You're looking at one that we're all going to be keeping an eye on. Jay Will's going to be looking at that one, too. That's going to be the get-back game for anyone who lost this weekend. It's sitting at 54, right? So 54 points, Kansas City and Baltimore. The public loves to bet overs. The bookmakers know the public loves to bet overs. This is an island game, as they call it, because there's only one. It's Monday night. It stands alone, so everyone's going to want to bet it. It's going to be very difficult to bet an under against two very prolific quarterbacks in Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. These two got together last season in week 3. They put 61 points on the board. Now, because it happened then, doesn't mean it's going to happen now. But I'm racking my brain trying to figure out reasons why this game is going to stay under. Similar with Dallas and Seattle. That total's sitting around 56. Those defenses can't stop anybody. I think Baltimore is going to find a way to put points on the board. But if they're able to run the ball with consistency and grind down that clock, I don't know if we get to 55 or 56 points, but I'll tell you, come Monday night, if I'm going to take a side with that one, I'll be playing the over. I'm not betting against those two quarterbacks in that situation.
I'll take the over.
Joe, Joe, talk to me. I need you.
Here we go.
Are you okay? Rams at Bills. A lot of talk about Josh Allen being considered to be, you know, MVP-like player. Buffalo -2.5. What are we thinking here? Should I believe Josh Allen? Is this guy against Rams defense and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey over the top? What? Talk to me.
This is a good one. The one thing that concerns me about the Rams is that they were just on the East Coast playing the Eagles, and they flew all the way back to L.A., and then they're going to come all the way back east to play the Bills. Conversely, the Niners stayed on the East Coast. They played against the Jets, then they went down to West Virginia, and now they're going to come back to play the Giants this weekend. So that travel's a bit of a concern. I like the Rams. I'm taking the points here. Buffalo has been very good through the first 2 weeks. We can't take anything away from them. But they're beating up on the bottom of the league. They hammered the Jets and they hammered the Dolphins. Two really bad defenses. Allen looks fantastic. Last week against Miami was the best he has ever looked throwing the ball down the field with accuracy. He struggled with that, and last week he looked fantastic. But this is a huge step up in class for the Bills. That's why I want to play the Rams. Huge step up in coaching, in scheming, in talent, you name it. The Rams are cooking on all cylinders right now. Jared Goff's completing close to 70% of his passes. His yards per attempt is over 9, which is absolutely insane. And this, the Miami defense and the Jets defense, that's one story. Now you're going against Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. If you're Josh Allen, I will take the 2.5 points with the Rams. I'm hoping it gets the 3, but if it does, that's probably a bad sign.
Love to take your calls. Hit us up. Any gambling question you got, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Not too late to get in. Joe's expertise is here. We're talking to Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN's Daily Wager and ESPN's Radio Game Day on Saturday. Final weekend of the Major League Baseball season. I know it's not hot to bet baseball the way it is football, but give me a good bet. Give me a good bang for buck wager with baseball, whether it's this weekend or whether it's even a playoff, regular season, postseason World Series odds.
The Cincinnati Reds are going to be a big, big problem for whoever ends up drawing them. I'm probably not going to be playing anything individually over the last weekend, some of these games, unless you can come across some information where you find out a team has no desire whatsoever to play or someone's really pushing it to the max, right? That's what you want to look for. It's like college football bowl season. Find the team that's motivated, that wants to be there, that wants to win, and find the teams that want nothing to do with any of that. That would be the approach I would take. Once we get into the playoffs, there's some very interesting stories. Like the Oakland A's, for example, a tremendous season, but can they finally get it done in the playoffs with the rotation? These one standalone games, these wild card games they've played in forever, which I know they're not going to have to deal with this year, but those one-offs, they have struggled with that for years. Last year, they were the favorite against the Rays and couldn't get it done. I would say Cincinnati's coming in relatively hot. I want to keep a very close eye on them. Minnesota is praying they don't get stuck with the Yankees again. That would be, I don't think anyone wants to watch that outside the people in New York, but I am very, very excited to watch the Rays and the Reds. I think those teams are coming in very hot. And like I said, I used to work in the Bay Area. Shout out the Bay. The Oakland Athletics, this feels like it could be a year. I know they've dealt with some key injuries, Chapman at third, but this could be the year they make a serious run.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're talking to Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN's Daily Wager, ESPN Radio Game Day on Saturday. And you're right, the Twins' kryptonite over the years has certainly been the Yankees. Twins fans are hoping to avoid them at any cost. We mentioned Florida and Ole Miss with our first caller. We've got Dion in Tacoma who is joining us. So we're going to go from college football to baseball to the NBA. You got a question on Keys, Lakers, and the Nuggets fighting for their lives. Hey, Dion.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I'm rocking with Key and the Lakers on this one. I just am wondering if I should take the +6 like they keep on giving them.
All right, so we saw 6 in the game last night, and that's the lowest the spread had been for the entire series. And the Lakers had some solid control in that game, but the Nuggets don't go away. That's the thing with Denver. They don't go away, and that game ended right on 6. So here we go with the point spread for the next meeting, which is going to be game 5. And you're sitting there with 6 and 215 yet again. We've seen more overs in this series than anticipated. I came into this series thinking it would be a slower pace, more defensive-minded, and that it'd be a bit lower scoring. And instead, we're getting more points probably than most anticipated myself, certainly. So I might lean to an over in Game 5 at 215. When it comes to the 6, how do I bet against Denver right now? You know, 3-1 is exactly where Denver wants to be. It's right. Like where they're the most comfortable is down 3-1 in a series. I don't see them going away. I want to sit here and tell you, I had the Lakers yesterday. We talked about it on Daily Wager. I walked away with a push. If they couldn't cover in that spot, I don't know how they're going to cover in this spot. Denver won't go away. So it's probably a stay away from me. If I'm going to make any play on it, I lean to the over. And if you want me to pick a side, I'd probably take Denver in the points because they're like that gnat, man. When you're trying to hang by the pool drinking a margarita, that gnat that just won't go away. It's the fly in the ointment situation.
Can you tell Joe's in Vegas at the pool with the margarita? Andrew in Manhattan, you want to talk a little NFL, multiple NFL, huh?
Yeah. I got a 3-team parlay, Cincinnati, Washington, and the Rams. What do you think?
All right, let's start with Cincinnati. Cincinnati, Washington, and the Rams. Man, you're going to be rooting home some interesting teams here. Cincinnati, they have the extra rest coming into this game, having played on Thursday night. But you've got Philadelphia in that do-or-die spot. They're down 0-2, and we know how teams fare. in that situation historically when it comes to making the playoffs. Now, we have the extra playoff team this year, but the Eagles have got to get it going. That Cincinnati defense can't stop anybody. They feel like they're the cure for the Eagles to get things going, right? They feel like that's the cure for the Philadelphia offense, to finally start having some consistent movement down the field. But the Eagles continue to find ways to shoot themselves in the foot. If anything, I'll lean to the birds there. But Joe Burrow has looked fantastic. He has looked fantastic. Washington is taking on Cleveland again. You're playing against the team that has 10 days of rest in the Browns. It feels like they may have found something against Cincinnati. Maybe Kevin Stefanski, a new head coach, having the additional time to get his team ready in that spot. I don't know what to make of Washington. One week they look good against Philly. Last week, not so much against Arizona. And then the third option you were throwing out there was what? That slipped my mind. I'm sorry. Washington, Philly, and who was the third one he was talking about?
I think it was the Rams.
The Rams? All right. We talked about that one earlier. That one I would play. I'm concerned about the travel back and forth across the country, but a huge step up in class for Buffalo. Huge step up, and that's why I like it for the Rams. I would say this. If you're looking for an extra team to throw on there, lay the three with Atlanta against the Bears. All right, this is 2-0 versus 0-2. No one's going to want to bet Atlanta with the way they blew that game against Dallas last weekend. And everyone's going to look at the Bears and just say, oh, 2-0, Chicago's playing well. Mitchell Trubisky has gone against two of the worst defenses in the NFL this season, in the Giants last week, and a banged-up Detroit secondary in week one, and he's still only completing 59% of his passes, and they still almost lost both of those games. Atlanta's banged up, yes, and they found ways to lose. But this is a quarterback that this defense can get right with. They had to go against Russ in week one and Dak in week two. I'd lay the three with Atlanta if you're looking for an additional game.
Great stuff for Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN's Daily Wager. You can watch him on ESPN Television, ESPN Radio on Saturday, and their new digital show, which is appropriately titled Bet. Joe, thank you for being with us this morning, and we'll see you again next week.
Always a pleasure, boys. Good luck this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Joe.
Man, as they say in gambling.
If Dan Quinn lose to Chicago, he might be working with us by November.
Mm-hmm. ESPN NFL analyst Dan Quinn. It rolls off the tongue. Yes. We should, as they say in gambling, it's time to get even or even worse. We'll see what happens with Joe Fortenbaugh next week. Still to come, college football is back. The newest member of SEC Nation, an Alabama legend, to tell us about Alabama's new starting quarterback moving forward. And a starting quarterback in the NFL that our next guest played with and breaks down. A lot of people really down on this guy. Who are we talking about? That's on the way. But first, the fellas have this.
There is no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJZ. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Yo, it's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases in baseball is, right? Making sure you have no holes in that defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get from Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than the big carriers and still use the same networks. Just $45 a month gets you unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract, no mystery fees, fully covering your bases for 50% less. Jay, you can use that money to go gamble. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions, straighttalk.com.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Great to have you back inside. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. If you got the NBA on the brain, we're going to have Paul Pierce join us at 9:30 Eastern time. And obviously, he'll be able to dig into tonight's game, Jay, which you'll be a part of with the Countdown crew. And perhaps Key's prediction coming true that the Lakers will seal it in five against the Denver Nuggets. Can't wait to see what the truth has to say in just over an hour.
I'm just trying to tell people, you know, the best part about our jobs is sometimes you get a chance to be with guys who are legendary players. Obviously, Keyshawn, legendary NFL player. But being in the room, watching Truth, watch his Celtics not live up to expectations, it's pretty phenomenal. Because he is cursing at the TV. He is a diehard. So, I mean, that's his squad.
Right.
So watching Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, it's he'll expound upon it. But being in that room, watching it, it's pretty fun.
Their last championship came in 2008 with Paul leading the way.
You know who that was against. That's why.
Yes. But then Keys Lakers got revenge a couple years later. One thing I want to mention about Paul, you mentioned the love that he has in Boston. For people that aren't aware, his career essentially ended at the very end against the Clippers. They were playing a regular season game in Boston. I remember this as like it was yesterday. And Paul wasn't playing much at that time. He was winding down a legendary career. And then Doc said, who of course Doc Rivers had coached the Celtics in 2008. They were both back in Boston. He said, get your butt off the bench. Get in there. Take the sweats off. And the crowd gave him an unbelievable ovation. That game was in Boston. Just one last time at the Garden on the other bench to say, thanks for everything.
Paul Pierce is one of the best players to ever played a game. One of the best players to ever played a game. And the numbers speak for itself. And when you think about what he stands for and how he stepped up for his city and how his career. I've known Paul since being little. Love Paul Pierce.
We'll talk to him at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, like Keyshawn, an L.A. kid. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's head right to the Shell Pennzoil Performance 9 and bring in the brand new first-year member of SEC Nation. If you're unfamiliar, that's our traveling SEC football show that tries to get to, in the age of COVID, things are different, one SEC campus every single week of the season. Can't do that this year because there's 14 teams. We don't have 14 games, but they'll be traveling all around the South. Roman Harper knows the SEC as well as anybody. Played at the University of Alabama. He's a new member on the show. And for 9 years was also with the New Orleans Saints, where he won a Super Bowl championship. Great to have you here this morning, Roman. First things first, everybody is fretting about the Saints and what's going on with Drew Brees. You were a former teammate of his. What are you seeing?
Well, I saw that they had a bad game as a team the other night, that's for sure. Drew did not look like himself, but anytime Drew's not protected well, he starts to look a little bit human. I'm not going to get into, can Drew still play? Can he not play? I saw him week one really throw a ball down the sideline to Jared Cook that showed all the arm strength I needed to see. I think the biggest thing is you look at that team as a whole. Whenever the New Orleans Saints are not explosive offensively, they have to be more explosive, whatever that is, whether it's running the ball with Alvin Kamara or having plays downfield throwing. Obviously, they didn't have the throws downfield, so now I need them to run Alvin Kamara more. He started off that game really, really good. I don't know what happened in that discussion, that huddle, but they should have continued to give that young man the ball. I think that him and Latavius Murray should be the heartbeat of that offense, and then Drew will feed off of that. Also, defensively, they have to force more turnovers defensively. I like what the Raiders did as a game plan. You see them sit back, make Drew and everybody check everything down, keep everything in front of them, and then allow them to not be able to methodically move the ball down the field. And it worked for the Raiders the other night. I assume other teams will continue to do this game plan against the Saints all year long until they find a way to beat it.
Hey, I know this is your first time on the show, Roman, and at the same time, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell your production team, bruh, they need to get some lights in there to lighten you up some so I can see that picture behind you with my Kobe Bryant dunking on Roman.
You got,
Celtics,
you got the black on, man.
Yeah,
you got
to tell them, man. Hey, what's the significance behind that picture? Go ahead.
So, actually, that's my own fault, though. I'm in my own man room. It's a little early this morning on your boy, so I can do that. I'll be better about that next time y'all have me on. Now, the Kobe picture, man, this was right after 2009. We won a Super Bowl, and the Lakers had just won a championship in Boston. And I was there in the Staples Center just in the offseason, just hanging out, and I saw this. They had this auction up there. This artist was up there having this picture. I was like, man, I got to get it. So whatever it costs, I ain't going to go all there. But it wasn't enough. So especially nowadays, you look up and Kobe's no longer with us. And I'm like the only person I know with this painting. So, yeah, I get this shirt up here
you
now.
You got a screenshot.
I'm kind of bossing on y'all.
You got to screenshot that to me because Paul Pierce is coming on the show today. I want to make sure that he sees a screenshot of where he is when Kobe's over the top of him. Go ahead, Keith.
Did that really happen? Or did the artist make it happen?
I don't know. But it's phenomenal.
How excited?
I don't know. Key, it happened, baby. It happened.
Did it? Oh, wow. Well, okay. If there's
a painting of it, it happened.
If you That's say it happened, it totally happened. And I believe it happened because Kobe was yoking on a lot of dudes back then.
Thank you.
So let me ask you this. How excited are you that the SEC is finally getting ready to kick off on Saturday?
Well, I'm super excited. I remember months ago we was having these conversations. We didn't even know if we were going to have college football. And lo and behold, the SEC held fast. They didn't panic. They kind of just held it right in the road. I applaud Greg Sankey, the commissioner, for doing that and making sure, hey, we're all on the same page, kind of having some understandings of what we're going to do and then going from there. I'm just happy that we're going to have some great matchups, all SEC all year long. No teams are going to have any easy games, and we're going to see who the best of the best is. I really think it's going to come down to Alabama in the West. You got a couple teams fighting on the East, but Alabama, because of all the players that they bring back, and with Texas A&M's schedule changing the way it did, I think it's Alabama's thing to win. And, you know, you look up, they have bigger goals than just winning the SEC because of the lackluster year that they felt that they had last year. Look, everybody else would love to have Alabama's record last year, but them and what they've been able to build as the standard in college football, it's a championship or nothing.
Roman, we need your help for a split decision here on, do you believe that a team from the Pac-12, considering they will only play 7 games in conference, do you believe a team from the Pac-12 will be in the college football playoffs?
I mean, if they win every game by 20, I mean, they got to look really good. They're going to have to blow a lot of teams out, and they're going to have to look stronger by far, head and shoulders above every other team in the Pac-12 before you'll be able to have this conversation. Because you're still going to have to argue with somebody that says, hey, we played an all-SEC schedule. Do we have one or two teams getting in there? I only think one team from each conference will be able to get in. So now you're fighting for another position. Now you're playing less games, and you're not going outside the schedule so we can compare, you know, apples to apples type situation. I think it's going to be really hard for the Pac-12. I'm just glad they're getting it done. I want these players to be able to showcase for themselves. And as long as these universities can guarantee these guys, or at least promise these guys, because we know promises are broken sometimes, that we're going to do the best we can to protect you guys, that we're going to do the best we can to provide you guys a safe environment, and that's going to allow you to go out there and showcase your talents. So now you have a choice to be able to go on and further your career in the NFL. That's all we want. As players, we just want an opportunity to go out there and play and do the things that we love.
So considering the SEC has 8 teams ranked in the top 25, do you foresee the SEC having 2 teams make the college football playoffs?
No, I don't, Jay Will. It's just, first of all, no, I don't think any SEC team is going to be undefeated. And if you had an undefeated team with maybe a 1-loss team, then possibly so. But that's not going to happen, just looking at how the scheduling lays. So you will have a 1 or 2-loss SEC team in. I think you'll get Ohio State. You'll probably end up getting a Big 12 team in there, maybe Oklahoma. If Texas all of a sudden makes a run, I doubt that. But I'm not one of those that come back every year to say Texas is back. So I'm off that train. But if Oklahoma can run the table, then they'll be in there too. And then we'll look at it from there.
No doubt. We'll keep an eye on Spencer Rattler, too, their young freshman quarterback who has been the breakout star early on in college football. But that's likely because we haven't seen any SEC football. We'll see some breakout stars this weekend. We'll see you all season long on SEC Nation. Thanks for joining us, and we'll work on your lighting.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it. Hey, I got the picture coming for you. I'm going to hook that lighting up for you guys.
Yeah, okay.
So for those of you, just real quick, that were listening on the radio, he's got a great photo of Kobe, the late, great Kobe Bryant, dunking over Paul Pierce, who will join us this morning. And he says that dunk actually took place for your Lakers.
I'm sure it probably did in fast time. I don't remember. You know, it's like, I don't remember that, right?
I mean, Kobe
done posterized a lot of people. And if that is actually true, then we're going to have that conversation with Paul.
We'll have that conversation at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Still to come, our smart picks in movies and our smart picks in sports, including a college football game that is way off the radar, but is way worth watching. That's after the guys have these words from our sponsors.
The UFC returns Fight Island for UFC 253. You don't want to miss this one. UFC 253, it is an exclusive availability at ESPN Plus subscribers for $64.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV for more details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The wait is finally over. Football season is here, which means Hulu has live sports. You can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield on Hulu Plus Live TV. Get access to over 65 live channels, plus the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Start your free trial today so you don't miss a moment of the action. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
And it's time for your Smart Picks brought to you by Redbox. The Smart Pick on Redbox is Ava, now available at the box and on demand. If you're unfamiliar with the movie, let's get you up to date. Recruited by a covert military operation, Ava, played by Jessica Chastain, works as a notorious assassin who embarks on several international missions to take out noteworthy targets. However, when one job suddenly goes awry, Ava must reassess her loyalties in her quest to protect her own life. This is a great cast. Jessica Chastain, Common, Colin Farrell, John Malkovich, the great John Malkovich, and Gina Davis. You want to see the trailer? If you're intrigued, Redbox/movies/Ava. www.redbox/movies/Ava. More movie talk and some of the great picks on the box here in just a second. But first, before the smart picks in movies, the smart picks in sports. Gentlemen, there are no lack of options. This is a gigantic sports weekend. Key, what's your smart pick for the weekend?
I would say the Lakers finishing this deal out. I hate to go that way. I could take the Lakers, but I also would take the Rams against Buffalo. And then I'll take New England. I'm going to get a couple, right? I'm going to take New England. It's very smart against the Oakland Raiders. Against the Las Vegas Raiders, because I think Bill Belichick, for whatever reason, has the Raiders number.
Okay. Jay, what is your sports smart pick of the weekend?
Well, since talk about every single day, I'm going to go with the Celtics over the Heat.
So you go with the Celtics? They stay alive.
I think the Celtics stay alive. I think they find a different game plan tonight.
Now, that could actually be two as well, because you mentioned two. If they stay alive tonight, they'll play again Sunday. On ESPN. So you have your second selection of the week as well. I'm going to go with the college football game that not a lot of people are talking about. And there's a reason I just want to quickly mention this, because
that's a dollar in the chest.
Yeah,
quickly again.
You're right.
He owes about $9.
That's five.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's $5. I have the ledger. Don't worry about it. Did you bring cash today?
He's keeping me honest. No, it's like yesterday's discussion. Travel very light on the wallet. But you guys can definitely spot me because there's a couple more zeros and commas.
You can't tell people to spot you. You have to ask them to spot you.
I got a credit card reader right here.
Can I hover over it? I got to stick it in there. It's a new credit. Here's the game I'm keeping an eye on, and not a lot of people are talking about this. Tomorrow, Iowa State is playing Texas Christian. So it's a Big 12 game. Like, what's the big deal? Iowa State's playing TCU. Iowa State already lost to Louisiana. Texas Christian has a lot of issues with the coronavirus. Texas Christian has a quarterback named Max Duggan. I don't know if you guys have heard about this guy. He is in a very, very tiny group of people, very tiny, that has actually benefited from the onset of the coronavirus. And I'll tell you why. He had a lifelong heart condition he didn't know anything about. And then, because he had to take a coronavirus test to get on the field with his teammates, he found out he had it. Wow. He's a stud. He's a freshman from the state of Iowa, played for them last year. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, he will not start, but he has been cleared to play. They're going to start a kid named Matthew Baldwin. I know you're big on the Ohio State University. He transferred Matthew Baldwin from Ohio State, big-time stud, trying to win the job in Fort Worth. He'll go tomorrow, but if anything happens to Baldwin, and obviously we hope he stays upright, but even if it's a change of pace, whatever they want, bring a quarterback in, bring a quarterback out, Duggan, who has a lifelong heart issue diagnosed by a coronavirus COVID-19 test, is free and clear, ready to go, and could be back on the field. So best of luck.
Yeah, best of luck to
him. Awesome story, right?
Yeah, that's a positive from Corona, right?
Right. There's not too many of those.
Yeah, I was about to say, haven't heard too many of those.
No question about it. So those are our smart picks in sports. Let's check out our smart picks on Redbox. This week, we're talking action movies. Check out other action movies at Redbox. I'm going to give you some options here. Rogue, The Outpost, Hard Kill. Here's one I've seen, 21 Bridges with the late, great Chadwick Boseman. We're sitting here in New York. That movie's about the 21 bridges and tunnels you can take in and out of New York City. I really enjoyed that from the great Chadwick Boseman. Retaliation, Bad Boys for Life, Survive the Night, Bloodshot, Force of Nature, Becky, all available on Redbox anytime you want. Fellas, what's the
is
smart
that Becky with the good hair?
Jeez.
Sorry. I didn't know.
So my choice is 21 Bridges because I love Chadwick Boseman. I thought it was cool. We're sitting here in New York. It seems timely. Any one of those kind of...
Bad Boys for Life. I mean, I can always watch that any time of day.
That's Will
anywhere.
Smith, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, right? Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and Gabrielle Union.
Oh, Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bad Boys for Life. I'll go with Bloodshot, too. I watched it the other day in the hotel. Vin Diesel, good action-packed movie. You know, a soldier passes away, comes back. Yeah. He hasn't seen it. It's okay.
No,
I like it. I like stuff like that. Once again, I told you I like sci-fi type movies.
Yeah, right. No, it's cool. I just, Bad Boys, I could do it anywhere.
So check it out. Rogue, The Outpost, Hard Kill, 21 Bridges, Retaliation, Bad Boys for Life, Survive the Night, Bloodshot, Force of Nature, and Becky. Any one of those could be your smart picks. You heard from us. All of those available on the box. Check it out. And also, remember, Ava available too. Watch that trailer, Redbox/movies. Ava. Smart picks brought to you by Redbox. Rent the newest releases fresh from the theater or on the box or on demand. The guy versus not the guy. What are we talking about? It's some guys that might be hoisting Lombardi Super Bowl 55. That's next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.